Thank you for listening to the Transformation Podcast. This is Burl Armstrong, licensed clinical professional counselor, your transformation specialist. This week we're going to continue to talk about procrastination. And I want to just remind you that procrastination is a threat to your self-worth. And so our overall goal in these podcasts is to transform our way of thinking, that we no longer see situations outside of ourselves, our past, or even our future as a threat to our self-worth. I'm not going to spend time today reviewing, but I am going to ask, if this is your first time visiting us on our podcast, that you would subscribe and encourage others to subscribe and listen to the first three podcasts to get the foundational work for transforming yourself from a procrastinator to a producer. And that's exactly what we are going to talk about today. How do we get from a place of transformation, from procrastination, to becoming a producer, to becoming one that makes things happen, to becoming a person of action instead of a person of stagnation? How do we bring an end to the vicious cycle of procrastination and get some momentum going so that we can accomplish the things that are needful in our life to take us to the next place? Well, that begins with shifting our thinking, transforming our thinking, no longer seeing things, people, situations, our past as a threat to our present and damaging to our future. It is to set a fire under our feet to get us moving in a place of now. So let's talk about that today. Let's talk about becoming a producer. So I want you to think about this. You have finished all your work. You've done it perfectly. You are in a place where your life is dull and it consists of a long series of commitments, and you have no time for yourself, your family, or even just to have fun and enjoy the life that you've been given. And not to mention, you have judged your self-worth as less than, not worthy to even have fun. You don't feel that you deserve the privilege of a break, of giving yourself some respect, giving yourself some credit. Well, it's time to change that internal dialogue. It's time to flip the script. I want you to repeat after me. I choose to start for 15 minutes, one small step on a rough draft, with plenty of fun in my schedule, and my worth is safe from judgment from self, and judgment from others. This is how you know that we need to change the inner dialogue. If you're thinking words like, I have to, I can't seem to finish. If you're focused on looking at all the work that lies before you and not having enough time to complete it, and you keep saying, I just have too much to do. Or if you find yourself saying, I must do this perfectly. There can't be any mistakes, or there can't be any flaws. Or if you find yourself looking around you and everybody else is enjoying their life and you're judging them, you're hating on them because your life is absolutely no fun. You have no pleasure. You take delight in nothing because of the pressure to become perfect, because of the pressure to prove yourself worthy, not only to yourself, but to others around you. Now let's flip the script. Let's talk about being a producer. Where you begin to take control of your thought life, you begin to take control of your destiny, you begin to see your purpose with new eyes, and you begin to make choices. And you begin to say, I choose to set healthy boundaries, to set realistic goals, These are my choices. These are not things that have been imposed on me because of how I view myself, the internal dialogue, or the thoughts that I perceive others are thinking of me as being less than. You no longer delay starting projects. You purpose to start, to get to moving. You purpose to live in the present, in the now, in the moment. I'm talking about being a producer. Our goal today is to transform the way you think, to transform the way that you value yourself, that you would see yourself as valuable, that you would see yourself as important, that you would see yourself as having purpose. We're talking about being a producer. How about choosing today, choosing right now, to take 15 minutes to start something? And don't get mad if you don't complete it, because the task at hand is to just get started. It's for you to make that choice to be a producer and to resist the urge and the desire to procrastinate, to fall out of agreement with negative self-talk and begin to speak life over yourself. How about taking time to revisit your values, your vision, and your mission? And how about doing and plotting a strategy? Let it be a rough draft. Let it be something that you can amend. Let it be something that you can tweak or change. But I also want to encourage you, on that rough draft, pencil in some time for fun, for play, for enjoyment, for rest, guilt-free. And then I want you to remind yourself that your worth is safe. You are valuable. You are important. Take time to close your eyes and look at the people that are meaningful in your life and know that you have meaning to them as well. Think about on your job. You have a position because that position is an integral part to the organization that you support. Don't think that your position is valueless, but find that it is valuable, and you being the person that serves in that capacity is valuable too. Don't be afraid to go and talk to your supervisor. Let them know that you need to set some realistic expectations in order for the very best of you to come and shine through. Remind them they haven't seen the best of you yet, but you want to show them. This is about being a producer. This is about transforming the way you see yourself, your worth, your life, your past, your present, and your future. This is about choosing to add balance to your life and not be guilty or afraid to have fun, to enjoy life, to enjoy people. We're talking about being a producer. Each time you choose to switch from procrastination self-talk to the language of a producer, positive self-talk, you are creating a new track in your brain cell. You're rewriting neurons and pathways to your brain that will fuse you with energy and purpose and a desire to move forth and accomplish so much more, but yet in a balanced way. You will realize that what lies before you is your values, your vision, and your mission. And you will be compelled to move forward, not hesitate, not delay, not put off, but move in a steady pace with momentum. This new association will strengthen you in becoming easier to initiate, while the old thoughts and brain paths become antiquated and they lose their power and effect over you because your mind
is being renewed. Your hope is being restored. And the real you is rising to the challenge to be what you have been created to be, a producer. No longer thinking the way you used to, but realizing that you're being transformed under the very sound of my voice as you grab a hold of the tools that are being given to you. I want you to embrace what was shared on today, and I want you to stay tuned for next week's podcast as we go a little bit deeper, as we work a little bit harder, as we free our self-worth and our entire being to be what we have been created to be. Procrastination is soon to be a thing of the past, and you will be a one that will be reckoned with, a force known as a producer that will make things happen, that will choose to live life to the fullest. You're going to work hard, but you're going to play hard too. Why? Because you've been transformed. So I want to encourage you, if this is your first time listening to our podcast, I want you to subscribe to our podcast. Listen to the first 3 episodes so you can get caught up. But then I want you to continue listening, and I want you to share, encourage your friends, because every one of us struggles with procrastination. Every one of us needs to get off the hamster wheel. Every one of us needs to get our values, our vision, and our mission before us so that we can move with momentum. So no longer are we stuck in a place of inertia or complacency, but we can become the producers that we were meant to be. No longer feeling afraid, no longer devaluing ourselves or taking on the negative thoughts of others, but realizing and standing firm in our worth and our value and our honor and moving forward to be all that we can be. So stay tuned for next week as we continue to transform ourselves from procrastinators to producers.